We've been looking for some time now at texts on the Lamrim, and the sections we've been looking at most recently over the last many months have been presenting our current situation, how things actually are for us. So we've come to recognize that we are all enjoying the leisures and the opportunities that a precious human rebirth presents. And now, in specific reference to the chapter we've just concluded, we come to recognize that one of those leisures or freedoms in particular we are enjoying. We're currently enjoying the freedom of not being in the lower realms. And therefore, with our remarkable human intelligence, we've been able to hear and understand about the current lived situation of beings there. And also, we have an understanding of the causes that lead to such a rebirth. Therefore, we recognize there is a real possibility of us taking rebirth in those suffering situations. Seeing just how unbearable that would be, we thereby give rise to a determination to abandon the causes that will otherwise lead to such a rebirth and to accumulate the causes that will lead to a further excellent rebirth. Amongst the three general groupings of beings in the lower realms, the three realms of hell, the spirits or pretas and animals, it's only animals that we can directly perceive. Those abiding in the realm of spirits and pretas, as well as in the hell realms, and then the god realms, we cannot perceive these beings. But something that we should be very clear on is that merely because something is currently unknown to us doesn't mean it does not exist. Much of the animal life in this world was for a long time not known by the vast majority of people. Didn't mean it didn't exist. Now, a huge number of species are known and catalogued and described, but it doesn't, that of course doesn't mean they did not exist until they were entered into books. Similarly, or furthermore, just because an uncountable number, or probably difficult to count number of species have been categorized, it doesn't mean we know all forms even of beings in the animal realm. Undoubtedly, there are many unknown life forms in the oceans. And still, biologists are finding new life forms in the deep ocean and occasionally even life forms on land. So again, this we should be very take this as a reason to recognize just because something is unknown to myself or to humanity does not mean it does not exist. And so too, then we apply this to the animals that are completely unknown to us because they abide in the god realms as well as the gods, and then the spirits and predators in general and hell beings. And finally on this, do not have the misapprehension that these descriptions here are merely metaphorical. These beings are described as having bodies. There are many beings who are described as not having bodies, such as those in the formless realm. But these beings have bodies. So whilst we may not be able to perceive where they abide in embodied form.
안되네 망고여 바래 진행자 당한 저게 통수수 규베 둔조리 진이 삼다베네 다 둔조리야 나지여 바다 강한 책이여 바디 안주 간에 사고 그래서네 나는 저기 에 마소스 되지 쇼에 마주된 마 제름치 행하는 저게 라바 맨나라 샤바나 차그리 안에 수고 맞직 돌로 먹어 맞지네 남시 장모 공가 주만나 나 정요래 세지 송송 디 냠나 바베게 수수게 디 냠용 냠나 바베 셴리 동어 요바다 하고 두그레스 냠녀 공고레 송송아 어디 나시레 대지자 만조 만조 야 캅지 두베나 나지단 거르와 두베나 나지단 거레 나지단은 아주 기예쇼 거르 뭐 구교 구교 되게 제자 다행한지 심해지나 제 키지리아 꽃즉 파즉 두네 콘 책이 요바든 아주 가려 하고 그랬네 그 수부 파사 제기래 양 제기래 제자디 책이 요바 따르와 그 콜이야 제자 데니기 소수기 수볼이야 책이 요바 데니기 갑주나 책이 요바 데기 냠이 바베 신 심제리아 어디 내 갑주에도 책이 요바디 동아 요바 하고 데니 김제 지기래 지내는 가려 그랬네 아니 에 갑주 배치 주요도 갑라 아니 가려 수부 구교 따야다 제자야 차차도 비 시민의 시인의 호 나즈단의 계야랑 거부치는 계야도 계가가 용도와 먼저 미르스베 거부제기도 양 계가가 차야도 코로나지 작과 수변의 계급도 계가가 차야다 콜리아 딜러 딜로다 되는 쪽과 수변의 계가가 지그래 지단 디니기 계에텔라 계에당 수부의 초 구조 당한 될 때는 코로나즈단 교바디 하고 두고 그래서 두시네 제가 디니기 두시네 말해 주게 소수게 매 라바치나 소소를 사귀어 바나시 디 책이요 봐, 디 김체 냠는 빠지, 시안다 미디 미디게 수보 매치바다, 심지 매치바이나, 오콘수 책이요 레시피, 나중에 뜬듯이요 레시피가 나도 두시네. 단 두시, 수수게 냠용을 토네, 안파 냠용, 김체 삼단지 두시네, 호주 두스 빠져야 용을. 단 아주 라고 차야 돼, 밀든 차를 사회 둥어딩 아주 원숨이 용고하래, 원숨이 용고하래. 시안이야, 나중에 뜬듯이요 봐, 책이요 봐, 먼저 무슨 용고 말에 디 아니 김제 삼다제 소설 체위 김제 디 직발에 자다 아니 콘돌이야 디네기 매치여도 계셔야다 구교다야 디진 체위 김제 이제 곧 디 용고 하래서 디 김제 삼다제 콜란다 여바디 하고 두고 그래
to talk further then about the suffering of animals. In particular, why in particular animals? Because these are the one class of lower realm beings that we can directly perceive. So looking at these beings, we can tell, for example, if they are in pain, if they are suffering. And how is it that we can tell this? Because an animal is directly experiencing its own suffering. We are not directly experiencing their suffering, but by just observing them, we can tell that they are in pain. And we do so We can see this through two means. The one is based on our own experience of something that causes us pain. We know that when others experience it, when they react, that's a reaction of aversion and a reaction of dislike, of wanting to be separated from that discomfort or that pain. So, for example, if we inadvertently touch a heat source, perhaps a flame, we immediately withdraw. So based on our own direct experience, we can tell when an animal is unexpectedly close to a heat source, it immediately moves itself away. Or if it's been lying next to the heater too long, eventually it will move itself away. So we can tell based on our own experience that what we dislike, what causes us suffering, this causes suffering to others too, when they react in a way that we can understand. And moreover, we can tell that, for example, if an animal has cut itself and then its wound is festering and perhaps it's moving with difficulty, based on our own lived experience, we know if we cut ourselves and bacteria enters, we may well get an infected wound, and this has an impact on us. We're in pain, we struggle to use that limb. So again, independent on our own direct experience, we can use correct reasons to understand the suffering of animals. And a second way we can understand their suffering is, because amongst the types of animals, some can express pain physically in a way we can relate to, based on how humans express a pain with their body. But some animal types, they do not move their body or their facial features in a way that we can really relate to. But animals, many types of animals, their cry, their sound they make, this changes when they are in pain. So we can tell this is not the normal sound that a dog makes or a bird makes. We can tell this is something different. And from that, based on that correct reason, we can understand that they are in pain. So this is how we can come to understand the suffering of beings, even when we are not directly experiencing it. And how, based on correct reasons, we can understand the suffering of others.
Jebu di, Jizan
we use the same process to understand human behavior. Based on our own direct experience, we can, by observing the behavior of human beings, what we're observing is a result. But based on our own understanding of why we act in a similar way, we can impute what is being experienced by that person, even without them explicitly telling us. So if we see two groups of people, and the one group, their facial expression is light and joyous, and we hear laughter, we see many smiles, we may not have a clue what they're saying. They're talking a language we don't understand, or they're too far away. But we know they're in a good mood. Things are going well. They're very happy about something. And another group, there we see expressions of seriousness. Maybe we see facial expressions that show either a deep concentration or attention, or we see perhaps even anger, and we may see a wagging finger. And from the tone of voice and the volume being expressed at, we can impute that over there, everything isn't all right. And if we add to that, that we understand the language, then we can tell from the choice of words that if the one group is perhaps swearing and the other group is not, but using a lot of positive adjectives, then we can be even more certain because we have more correct reasons to impute what is going on. So what we are seeing here in both instances with animals previously and with humans is we observe a result. And based on correct reasons, which comes from our own experience, we impute what is going on there, the causes that have led to what we believe to be happening. Now, having concluded looking at the sufferings of the lower realms, in meditation, we come to the point of conclusion, which is a determined attitude to abandon the causes that will lead to such a suffering result, and to accumulate the causes that will lead to a desired result, a result of greater happiness. Then how to do so? That starts from the next chapter, the ninth chapter, relying on the means to gain happiness in future lives. So again, the link is what has been presented thus far in this one chapter we just concluded is the sufferings of the lower realms leading to a determination to gain freedom. What's not presented there is how to gain freedom. So that is the explanation that we're coming to now. Hence the title, the outline, or the next outline rather, relying on the means to gain happiness in future lives. So in the handout, so at the top of page 115 in the published book, at the top of page 99, relying on the means to gain happiness in future lives. This has two points. Training in going for refuge, the holy gateway for entering the teachings, and generating the faith of conviction in actions and their effects, the root of well-being.
Damban Jamro said the Dangan number Sangi, Bigu Chen, Yamlin Che, Temple of Chuba, Sangi Chamberlain, Digi Temba, Dunga said, and they were to be a tabla, Yamlin Chegi, Got Nangwilia, Chegi, Godi Karasin, ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、ジャムロティレス、
So just reading that again. This has two points. So looking at the first, training and going for refuge, the holy gateway for entering the teachings. Refuge, or going for protecting refuge to the three jewels. This is the doorway or the gateway through which one enters into the realms of Buddhists and enters into the trainings of the Dharma. So it is through going for protecting refuge to the three jewels that one becomes counted amongst Buddhists, and the teachings of the Buddha open up before one. The second of the two points, generating the faith of conviction in actions and their effects, the root of well-being. So the root of well-being is actually referring to the gateway to enter into the Dharma, which would start with a training in cause and effect. So in order to be able to fully train well in a presentation on karma, then one needs to have gone for sincere protecting refuge to the three jewels. Because it's going for protecting refuge to the three jewels, who are the root of well-being, that one will have the trust to engage with the presentation on cause and effect. So I hope it's clear why this section, relying on the means to gain happiness in future lives, has these two points, but they are related, they are connected rather, that it is only through going for sincere protecting refuge to the three jewels that the presentation on karma is going to be fully accessible to one. Without such a mind of protecting refuge, the teachings will be more distant from you, making it not possible to truly engage well with them. So that's the relationship between the two. So now this chapter presents the first of the two. training going for refuge, the holy gateway for entering the teachings, which has 4 points. The causes of going for refuge, secondly, based on those, the objects to which you go for refuge, and thirdly, the way in which you go for refuge, and fourthly, the stages of training after having gone for refuge. The causes for going for refuge are the first of these 4 outlines. Although in general there are many causes, here it is the fact explained above that we do not stay in this life, but soon die, and that after death we do not have control over where the force of our karma will send us to be reborn. We see here how this chapter is built upon the meditations that you have been engaging in for some time now, that this precious human rebirth, this remarkable opportunity that we have, it's impermanent. It is going to end, and it can end at any time. And when this life ends, we will take a new rebirth, and that rebirth will be in one of 2 directions. We'll either remain in the higher realms, or we'll fall to the lower realms. But which direction we go, it's not something that we have control over. We don't have freedom over this. It's not within our own control. We cannot will a particular rebirth, because it's not under our control. It's under the control or the force of our karma. And if the imprint that ripens at the time of our death is virtuous, we'll remain in the high realms. If it's non-virtuous, despite any protestations, we will fall to the lower realms. Then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Shantideva regarding karma entering the Bodhisattva way, says, just as lightning on a cloudy night illuminates the darkness for a moment, likewise, through the power of the Buddhas, a rare wholesome thought appears in the world. Therefore, virtue is perpetually weak, while evil is, or non-virtue is very strong and quite unbearable.
Ramna Dumba Dara said they bid his pinning on Senakum, Sajib de Gablia, Beijing Nahum, Juvena, then Jidatemo Murum, Nahuib, then the Antic Mandu, Chowmajin, but you look too as your Namgal Ding, see the bed Lord Katik, see the death, Tik Tonas your brother, Namgalmason did back, Tikan Matongal, Lord, Kushavana, death, Tik Ding, the Tik Lord, the Unimu, do your mara, my bastion as she drew or watch it. Did you come there? There's the Glamgar on the car, Sarah, there's 20 or what? Or do I be dinner? She now so that did she send you to Jalamna, did you send them to the Tanga? She said, did you know the Milur, then you Milur with Tobadi, Sanjigi, and Jingy left 2 years, Sanjigi, and 2 years, and Jingy left you on getting on the Dirin and the Jigger. Denju And Dile Ostia and Tarbuko want to ya, and Jawachim Wendyoko want to ya, and Dile Majin Ma, Yawakia, Dungal, Masonikia, Yidalikia, Chata, Yalam Nashi, Kazaka Josa Yudig, Gob Yudig, Alamdi, Lam Nashi, Chikalam Nashi, Nazu Milutin, yes. Dina Daddy didn't answer Milutin, top to about it, Dijitin, Sunum Lutter, Tanga, Dinik, Sunum Sayagi, Jidin Delia, with Gob Josie, Jirawa, Diane, the Sanjiki. And 2 years to get around to do sine, to bar is or it.
Yes, Shantideva, in the first two lines. Stating, just as lightning on a cloudy night illuminates the darkness for a moment. So the imagery is very clear, but the point is important. So if we imagine ourselves, we're out at night, we're going from one place to another, and it's completely dark, pitch dark. We can't even see a hand in front of our hand in front of our face, but we're needing to go somewhere. Suddenly there's a flash of lightning. For the briefest of moments, the whole world for us is illuminated. We can see clearly, we can see far. But then that illumination dies. And the Tibetan word here is literally dies. So there we see the analogy very clearly with our precious human rebirth. And this goes on in the third and fourth line. Likewise, through the power of the Buddhas, a rare, wholesome thought appears in the world. So this is with the arisal of virtue in the mind. This is comparatively incredibly
rare.
It's really referring to a specific rare wholesome thought, and that is the recognition, just what I've achieved, the recognition of this precious human rebirth that is impermanent, and therefore I must make the most of it right now. So it's not a general wholesome thought. It's this specific one, this recognition that I have to utilize what remains of this life well.
And that's why you get to say the magic me, danger you didn't tell you the children so that in a togo or what you should them so much. Is that why you to say, Kevang Ama Diwada, magic that the military you should them so that the Sanji Lamden you should them so that the Delia should them so much.
And the power of the Buddhas, what this refers to, is that in lives previous to this, we have a connection with the Dharma. We would have received trainings on ethics, on how to cultivate ethical restraint, and we would have done so well. Thereby, we created the causes not just for a human rebirth, but a precious human rebirth. So through the power of the Buddhas refers to the teachings that have been given and then by ourselves who have cultivated them within, and thereby we are now experiencing the result of the power of the
Buddhas.
The final two lines, therefore, virtue is perpetually weak, while non-virtue is very strong and quite unbearable. How this is now for us to be taken is to recognize our habituation to the afflictions, in particular, just how easily they arise within us. Therefore, we can recognize that there is quite a weight of non-virtuous karmic imprints abiding on our continuum. And we know that to generate virtue, it takes some effort, especially to try to get it to a virtuous mind to abide. But these afflictions, they arise with ease. So from this, we can tell our habituation to the afflictions and therefore this burden of non-virtue abiding on our continuum. Then Lama Tsongkhapa continues, thinking about how you will fall into the lower rebirths because the power of wholesome karma is so weak, while that of unwholesome karma is extremely strong. So just as a reminder, we are in the outline, the causes of going for refuge. Now, whilst there are many causes of going for refuge, here Lama Tsongkhapa makes the first abundantly clear. Because we are in the presentation of training shared to the practitioner of initial capacity, so we look at the specific cause for such a practitioner. Because as said, there are other causes for going for refuge. Thinking about how you will fall into the lower rebirths. So this is exactly what we've been looking at, that the situation in the lower realms, and that because of our non-virtuous karma, we may well end up there at the time of our death. Lama Tsongkhapa continues, because the power of wholesome karma is so weak, while that of unwholesome karma is extremely strong. So through the meditations we've done, we recognize that the time of our death is completely uncertain. But so too is the realm or place of our next rebirth, as well as the conditions we will experience there. And why is it uncertain? Because it's not in our own control. We have no control over when we will die, where we will be reborn, or our conditions. That is dictated by our karma. Recognizing how helpless we are in the face of potential disaster, we then turn for protecting refuge. So this then is the first cause of going for refuge.
Andrew Chishing, dusine nibeli yorwa jese tel sul yoresine koncho 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 la dele kibe nibe yobe yiche ba os jese ta dene dene be tawo be sasare sempe ki jig jig jibe ki yodu ta dele kibe nibe su yoresine ta kemne koncho sum yoresine ta dikyo tuge nibe sul yoresine kemne koncho sum yoresine yiche ba da tawo ba yiche ba yiche de jese di
As Lama Tsongkhapa just said at the conclusion of the previous chapter, meditate on the suffering lower realms until terror and fear arises within you, until it arises in a way that's stable. Then what happens, we continue in the text here, will give rise to the two convictions. So these are the two causes now of refuge. Fear of the lower realms. So here, when engaging in the meditation on the lower realms and fear and terror arise within you, that then is actually the first cause for refuge. Then the thought is, I do not want to be born there. What can I do? I am helpless. Who can provide me protection? Then we turn to cultivate the second cause of refuge. Faith that the three jewels, so rare and precious, can protect you from them. This then is the second cause of refuge. Faith or trust or conviction, no, conviction, faith or trust, that we can turn to the three jewels for protecting refuge because they have the capacity to guide us to gain protecting refuge. So this then is the second cause.
Dineza, Dena, Dini, Sixam, the Sona, Gabroyan, Dedang, Dalas, Dini, Shu, Dale, Tempashi, Yena, Gabroyan, Yi Kuashi, Wonwe, Nguni, like Pepper Chaos.
Lama Tsongkhapa continues. Consequently, if these two remain but words, going for refuge will be similar. But if they are strong and firm, your going for refuge will come to tame your mind. Therefore, put in effort into generating those two causes. What's important to recognize here, we see in this sentence that the two causes are presented together. They need to be cultivated sequentially, one after the other, but in this way, not separate, together, clearly linked. Because if one reflects on falling to the lower realms, reflects on it well, fear and terror will arise. But that alone does not lead to protecting refuge arising within you. One also has to have a deep trust that the three jewels can provide protecting refuge. Then, from fear, through that faith, one will turn to the three jewels for protecting refuge.
So
there's a process of interdependency, of connected causes here. So first, one cultivates a genuine terror for the possibility of being born in the lower realms. That leads one to seek protecting refuge. Then a further cause is required, and that is faith that the three jewels actually have the capacity to guide us so that we develop protection from suffering. To have faith in the three jewels requires the cultivation of trust that the three jewels have this ability. And how to develop this trust? Because trust is a result. Faith comes from that. So how to develop this trust? It's through knowing the capacity of the three jewels. Firstly, gathering that knowledge. Secondly, reflecting on that knowledge. And through repeating this process of acquiring knowledge and reflecting on it, a deep and abiding trust and faith in the three jewels' capacity will then arise. That then, combined with a fear for the lower realms, will lead to a sincere mind of refuge arising. An analogy that's easy to understand is if one's experiencing immense pain, perhaps one has toothache. This will be dominating one's mind. What will be dominating one's mind is not so much the pain, but one's desire to be freed of it. One doesn't just experience a pain, but one becomes desperate for a solution. And when one has access to a medication or to a dentist, then having trust that this dentist can help me in this time of great pain, one will rush to them and request their guidance, their help, their support to heal. So this, what is required is a recognition of our situation, a recognition thereafter of a solution, and thereafter a determination to employ that solution. So just like we're seeking a skilled dentist to deal with our toothache, so too to deal with the potential that we face, this potential of falling to the lower realms. We seek out a protecting guide, but we require trust that that guide can help us. And if that trust has been cultivated, then with an open heart, we will seek guidance and we'll follow that guidance. So this mind of trust, this is the mind of going for refuge, trust in the three jewels. And the action that follows from this trust is seeking out guidance and employing that, cultivating it within in the way guided.
For someone who hasn't reflected well on the suffering of the lower realms, perhaps just dismissing it in some way, not seeing it as applicable to them, or just not believing this kind of thing, they're going to have no fear of the lower realms. Not having fear of the lower realms, they won't seek protection from potentially being born there. This then is the presentation on the cause for going for refuge for a practitioner of initial capacity.
Nunga resha da dingwa dele de pe kanga redwa sambe deni ge kamsung korwe dunga le jigbaji, jigshin, jigshie, jigbatishie. Dele kyebe nubadu suri, ne kyebne konshasumlu yore se, yichie bache, dini di gyudishie, ya kyebne jingi kyebne gyudishie. Dini dine dine, nga korwe dunga tata le kyebne konshasumlu kyebkure sebe yichie di, da kyebne jingi kyebne le esu ore.
So this is the training we each need to engage in. This is how we go for refuge. Later, independence on having trained like this, when one is becoming a practitioner, when one is a practitioner of intermediate capacity, then one's refuge transforms. It becomes far deeper. Then already being a committed practitioner, having a deep refuge, one builds on one's fear for the suffering of the lower realms by having reflected deeply on the suffering of the higher realms. One then comes to recognize that suffering pervades the entirety of samsara. There is nowhere to hide from suffering in samsara. There is no a better state to long for. This is as good as it's going to get, and I still suffer. Then one develops a far deeper refuge, a refuge where we recognize that, or we develop trust that the Buddhas can guide us to gain protection from samsara in its entirety. In other words, gain liberation from samsara. So this is the refuge, the protecting refuge of a practitioner of intermediate capacity.
ちなだこれ動画さんだいで自分はこういう動画ただ、コムソンコア感度自分は動画らしいでしょ。でさだ、でりゃ、だ、ランチブマインバ、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画でれば、実験するペサーサーで、センビ、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画でれ、実験でペサーサーで自分は実験で、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画で、どうことすんべ、さんだいで、こういう動画で、ランチブマインバ、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画でれ、実験でペサーサーで自分は実験で、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画で、どうことすんべ、さんだいで、こういう動画で、ランチブマインバ、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画でれ、実験でペサーサーで自分は実験で、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画で、ランチブマインバ、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画でれ、実験でペサーサーで自分は実験で、センジャン、タムジ、こういう動画で 탐지 되는 개변 동화의 라지에샤 제가 동화 되는게 샘제 탐지 동화 뉴아야 돼 동화들 타고도 샘베 될 마타나 탑민도 샘베 동화를 찍봐 계제 아니 디자 마제 아니 제가서 랑제생의 삼로 랑제생의 삼로 디기 제능아도 마서 코와레 계기 규차사 랑제생의 삼로 되는데 용고도 제 랑제생들 타고도 샘베겠다 코위 동화 감성 코위 동화 타다다 랑심전 탐지 아니 랑제생이 되는게 삼로들 바 조고도 샘베들 지 지바 계제 아니 내려 교비 뉴바드 수르스 겸니 콘셔스 유 샘베겠다 디니디 에 균이시에 타바치미 점로 기회 규시에 나 되네 점종어디 다 니자 될 교비 자심자 탐지 코르 동화 타다래 녀모 바샤데 제벌 교바데 니베 콘셔스니 교그리 샘비 이체디 다 타바치미 점로 차르고와 제다 던다 꾸노어딜라 되지 규당보딜라 기부 충유 규딜레 제 나송의 동화 때문에 지신 직바지게 이 여바이나 니바 니디 직바 차르고와 但这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个的这个 Semjian, Tamje, then you could do on your Pesasare, and be denigi, Jiva Jeje, then daily could be nobody, then your conscious on the Yore said Gucci, Gunitiche, that. Denisim Jetam Jokuru Duma Tada, Basha de Jebale, and Jemison Jemukunsun, Jokuri, Sibi Yichedi, that Kabachim became Rosacharo.
I hope what's very clear is that these trainings are sequential, one builds on the other. They're not separate. The former trainings strengthen the latter trainings, but they are presented in a sequence, and so too here with refuge. So it's imperative to go for refuge in accordance with one's capacity. If one tries to go for refuge beyond one's capacity, nothing will come of it. These are all in the order that we train. So one starts by generating fear for the lower realms, then turns to the three jewels, knowing that they have the capacity to guide one to gain freedom from being reborn in the lower realms. Building on that, we develop the fear for the sufferings of samsara in its entirety, so we have a genuine determination to abandon samsara, to gain freedom, liberation from samsara. Then, with confidence that the three jewels can guide us so that we gain protection from samsara, in other words, that we gain liberation, we then can go for refuge like a practitioner of intermediate capacity. Having built those two causes, then it's possible to go for the Mahayana refuge, which comes about solely independent on this prior training. Because now one is in the position where one has given rise to the determination to gain liberation from samsara oneself. But now one lifts one's gaze from one's own lived experience, recognizing, I'm no different from others. They too yearn to be freed from suffering. But they are bound in suffering because of their afflictions and the karma that their afflictions create. And we use this as a basis to develop compassion and to develop love for all beings. This yearning for others to join you in the pursuit and attainment of your goal, freedom from suffering, that yearning becomes the first cause for you turning for refuge or turning for Mahayana refuge to the three jewels. The second cause is you recognize what is preventing you from being of meaningful benefit to others, as well as what impedes others from growing far spiritually, is our self-cherishing. And here we develop a deep aversion to self-cherishing, recognizing it's the self-centered attitude that is preventing us from being bodhisattvas and is preventing others from being fulfilling their own capacity too. So the second cause of fear for Mahayana refuge is towards self-cherishing. Then one turns to the three jewels, and through deep trust and faith in the three jewels, you recognize they can guide you to transform your own mind and gain protection from self-cherishing through transforming your mind, and thereby to be skilled to guide others to a state freed of suffering. So thereby, one can now go for actual Mahayana refuge.
산지 고바 토발라 냠내리 마시어 체딜레 개와 강주 주야다 데네 개와 치마이나야 딘 아니 야고 토제 무주제 아니 지 개저 냠내제의 야고 주군 고도 데네자다 제 잠니제 자주셈 고미야기 딘 차바젠지 토발라 망오발라 냠내지발 딘 차바시 토구두 원료 고바 토구두 셈베 삼다 두신의 삼다제 나주기 에 지게 에 그소래 단 쇼게 맞두시 삼다제 되니 군모로 심어서나 점도 세디 점도 셈 점도 삼다 점도 토니도 삼다 되네 안에 디디링이 누가 이숨 요건에 샬라 녀바 사오기니 지메 셈베게다 삼다디 아주 수준 소야디 디시 쇼게 송바나 신제자 수준 소 되니게 녀바 사바 용야라야 동고르와 동야다 수준 소야다 되네 안에 지게 마오바나 안디네게 동아 싸오이디 지기메 샘베게 도스친 삼다야 디네 지넴 소수기 삼다 디네 소수기 최고 푸야 무연차다 마메다 안 푸야 라소바 카르푸이나 푸야도 군절 최고 푸이 안디 메도 라소바 디 푸이 디네 소수기 안 지게 만디에 푸야다 초 초사 집시 초사바 책으로와 디네 만디 푸야다 안디 소수기 다 지금 제가 나 장수 쌤 고마 니주 고미네 안디 소수기 숭아 카르사베네 온 도스친 삼다야디 안주기 Tosa Tipsha said, Duskeva said it in the Chagurua, Dusia. Then in Dile Susuki, just that, didn't Leagaro Chimazin in the Paso Jodukala, didn't Leagaro Missuda, Yum Tuvine, Salia, Consulia, and Chick, but never Jagge, Ganga Jagge, Java Saki, Chigime, Sembe sometime, Tulia, Chikashi, Chikabrilam, Chigi, Tixuta, the Nikin Chigi, the Nikin Yobane. Pano Kondo Tangi Langme, Sevogum Tuba Chigi, Sambig, Samda, Dusin, Samda, the Yanga, Nine Nindelia, Dusin, Gum, Chick, Yamnachia, the Shower, Giza Dinigi, Gao Dubaina, Sosaiore, Sosavit, Diva, Shuri Jangor, Dagaja, Sosana, Diva Jangore, Diva Jangan, Sosa, Diva Janamato, and then Jaji Janamero, Giza Sosana, Diva Jangor, Horajan.
Let's then talk about how to engage in this meditation. So we've spoken at length about how to meditate on the lower realms, so I don't need to say much more on that. But do the meditation, meditate on the lower realms. And do the meditation as I've described, but when you come to a conclusion of that, then turn to the three jewels, recognizing that they have the capacity to guide you so that you gain protecting refuge from possibly falling to the lower realms. But also, because we are aspirants to the Mahayana path, so the whole meditation is going to be in that context. Also recognize that our fellow Mother Sentient beings are suffering like this right now. And even those who aren't are in grave danger that is where they will be in their next rebirth. And it's only the three jewels that can provide protection from such rebirth. Then meditate on the sufferings of humans. And here we have so much experience, and there's the various presentations, the threefold, sixfold, eightfold. Take any of those. Take those which touch you the most. Reflect on them, recognizing that this existence of humans is not for us to just continue to relax, distracted in, but to recognize how suffering pervades the human existence. And then meditate on the sufferings of gods, coming to that final conclusion that there is nowhere in samsara where we can hide from suffering. There is not a single fellow samsaric being who is free from suffering. And here you develop the determination to gain freedom from cyclic existence. So you generate definite emergence. But we end at the context of refuge. So there you turn to the three jewels with trust and with faith that through following the guidance of the three jewels by relying on the three jewels, you will be able to transform your mind and thereby actually gain freedom from cyclic existence. And this is the deepest hope of all beings, to gain freedom from suffering, even if they have no idea why they are in pain. And then we use that as a bridge into cultivating the motivation of the Mahayana. Anyhow, you cultivate the motivation in the way that you've heard many times, where you recognize that others, just like me, want to be freed of suffering or pain. No one wants to endure any difficulty. Everyone, like me, wants to abide in lasting happiness. But they are suffering because they are bound by their afflictions and their non-virtuous karma. Therefore, they are suffering. And they do not know the path to happiness. They have no idea about much about creating causes that will lead to happiness. And so many of them, in particular those in the lower realms, their situation is hopeless. They cannot accumulate much virtue. They cannot learn to what you adopt and what you abandon. So we use this to generate the determination, I have to become a Buddha. I have to become a Buddha. Because only then will I be the most skilled of guides. And now I commit to becoming a Buddha for the sake of others. And in this entire journey, I will strive to help others. And who can help me become a Buddha to fulfill this aspiration? Who can help me become a being of real benefit in this world? That is the three jewels. They have the capacity to guide me, to transform my mind radically, so I can enter the bodhisattva paths and be of real benefit to others. And here we go for Mahayana refuge. As there as well, it wasn't mentioned, but include the generation of the determination to abandon the self-cherishing mind. This needs to be included there for to generate the Mahayana refuge. Thereafter, now having generated the three types of refuge, one engages in the rest of the meditation of the Mahayana, again, as been described in the past, so I'll just mention briefly. But the way I suggest that in your busy lives, you do this final part of the meditation is, in order to become a Buddha, I need to engage in the trainings of the Bodhisattva. This means I will not harm others. I will certainly not harm them with my physical behavior, and I will not harm them with my speech. Whether I'm speaking directly to others or about others, I will abandon any form of inappropriate speech. Because the very meaning of going for refuge is that you recognize it's through relying on the teachings of the Buddha and the example of the Sangha and the Buddha himself that we gain protection. Therefore, my behavior, my speech, my way of thinking will be in accord with the teachings of the Buddha, and I will train my mind in the way I'm being guided. So here we cultivate ethics. Following that, the determination, and from now, however I can help others, I will do so. And in your practice, if you have the time, you now can make some offerings or engage in further meditation on any of these points. All of this is accumulation. Or, as has been touched on yesterday and this morning, you can engage in a purification practice with the four opponent powers. And then when you come to concluding your meditation, conclude with this determination, because this final part is what I encourage you to carry with you into the day. Think ahead of your day. I'm going to be doing these activities, meeting these people or talking to these people. And you call to mind specific situations you expect to encounter, and you prepare yourself. I may expect these kind of hardships, but I will be patient. I'll deal with it skillfully. I will not respond in a harmful manner. I will not speak harshly, and I will guard my mind. And so use these real-life situations of what you expect in the day to prepare yourself how to react skillfully. And then, as you go about your day, you remind yourself of this, because you're reminding yourself of ethics as well as wholesome characteristics, aspects such as patience or generosity and so forth. And in this way, you keep those virtuous minds present within you. You can keep refuge present too through the commitment to follow in the footsteps of the Buddhas, to live in accordance with the vows and promises we have all made. So by doing this again and again, every morning, keeping it alive throughout the day, you'll be engaging in extensive accumulation and purification and habituation to this way of thinking. This is the way to transform your mind, to engage in practice such as this repeatedly over a sustained period.
ね、ね、どうしてね、ジャムルチながら、じゃけだ、ペネリマイスミコネシャンラネバチギメ、センピケだ、どうしてんツルムソンやれ、でね、ルンが、ルンのチェケソダチバチムシャンリア、チキシャンリ、シャンセンジェリア、ペンペルビシ、タンギン、センピケトンウェセンバチャヤ、ね、シャンギ、ソソリア、ネバチェン、デリパー、コントランゲメ、サンコントマラワ、マセデリア、ジャムニチキトバチギン、センピケソンバネ、セバチャグロ、でね、ゲダ、ニケウィニャムネチェペ、ヤウォレセカシン、グバディ、ツンリチェ、 あ、どうしてね、じゃあ、で、何が続いて、とやるチェゴラ。だって、ディーンズ、シネーセアディラ、トンバギンドビシラコムセアディアンズ、イゼ、ディケメディコミアルトスカレアシュラバ。だって、どうしてね、何が続いて、チェゴラ。ディネギチェネ、何、たまりが続いて、チゲ、モラム、チゲ、モラムジェ、ディネギュアサバディラ、ディネギュアス、ネチゲ、ディンサー、ディンジュミルトップ、ディネギュアス、ジャミンジェ、ジャンジュセムラソ、ニャムネタルチンバジェネ、
Just to emphasize some of the key points, so it was a step-by-step outline briefly mentioned, but key points. Because these are the ones that we can do and we must do, is first that of ethical restraint. So we've developed this determination not to harm and keep redeveloping it, regenerating it, ideally before every interaction with others. This commitment, I will not bring harm. It's not through my physical behavior and not through my speech. And I will guard my mind so that as soon as an affliction arises, I will abandon it and I'll keep my mind virtuous. You build on that with generosity. So ethics is, I will not harm others through body, speech, and mind. Generosity is, I'll use my body, speech, and mind to be of benefit to others. I will give to others through my service, through my my praise and my encouragement, and a positive mindset. So here, with our body, speech, and mind, we commit to doing no harm, but to helping wherever we can. And thirdly, that of patience. Patience comes about in dependence on ethical restraint, love and compassion, these three. So here we make the commitment, I will not get annoyed and frustrated and certainly not angry because others matter. They are equally dear to me. Whomever I meet, they all matter. And if their mind happens to be overwhelmed by ignorance and they're saying silly things or doing silly things, doesn't matter. And if their mind is overwhelmed by a strong affliction and they're speaking to me in an aggressive manner or acting towards me in an aggressive manner, it doesn't matter. What matters is their happiness. I will respond with skill and with care. So here we generate the determination of patience. And especially where you know in the day you're going to have a challenging encounter, prepare yourself. Then fourthly, generate joy. Recognize how fortunate I am to be doing this meditation, how fortunate I am to have reminded myself of the topics of the Dharma during the day. Generate joy. And through this joy, one will want to continue ever more. In particular, when you include a recognition of your successes, of where you are doing well. And then usually one would be encouraged here to also meditate on concentration and wisdom realizing emptiness. But for now, do these meditations that I've mentioned. Put your energy there. Build up the basis for when later, in time to come, we will come to concentration and wisdom. But here you develop the basis so that your mind is strong and powerful. Then concentration comes by much more easily and emptiness can be realized. This is your preliminary practice, starting here and building through what we will continue over the coming years. So this then is how for each of us to live a meaningful life, to take the very essence from this precious human rebirth we've achieved, and to reflect every day on, or to generate every day, definite emergence and bodhicitta. This is how to live a meaningful life. And conclude with prayer to stay in contact with the Dharma and our teachers, life to life, because we don't know when death will come. We don't know if we will all gather together in February or not. So we make these prayers, so that when death comes, the causes we have created will bring about a desired precious human rebirth again.
So, I believe I've given you plenty of homework for these next 2 months. But if you do these meditations, when we rejoin in February, you will feel a difference within yourself, particular confidence of just what you can achieve. And next year then, we'll continue, of course, with the presentation on refuge, which express it as the text does. We'll continue with the presentation on how to create the causes to have experience ever more happiness in lives to come. At the end of each meditation session, at the end of each day, it's important to generate and to dedicate with sincerity. So now is our opportunity to dedicate, so to present an illustration of how to do so. So what's important is not just the mere recitation of words, but the mind with which one does so. So we have now concluded another year together. This is now 9 in total that we've had together. Our second year on this precious text, the Middle Lam Rumba Lama Tsongkhapa, and just more than 100 sessions together on this with this text. So we have really quite some merit to dedicate. So we dedicate so that each and every mother sentient being, whomever they are, whatever realm they are abiding in now, may they gain complete freedom from suffering and quickly connect with the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, develop faith in them, and strive to cultivate the minds of the Dharma within, progressing rapidly towards Buddhahood. And may all the entities and projects in the world that are aimed at bringing good, may they flourish and be successful. I think in particular of those that we have direct connection with, such as Atisha Center, the nunnery, the monastery, the great stupa, all of these entities and all other entities in the world who have a focus to alleviate suffering. May they all be successful. May all the goals be quickly fulfilled. And in particular, may beings everywhere abide in peace and harmony. May all conflict come to an end through beings transforming their minds. May beings be at peace with themselves and with those around them. May all beings abide in harmony. Then thank you.